Yo! This is Scott Merritt from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach, welcoming you to episode 14 of Snacks for the Brain. In this snacks, we are continuing our brief interview with Dr. Louise Rollins Smith. If you haven't heard Snacks 13, you ought to go check it out. Meanwhile, I asked Dr. Rollins Smith, how did you get into science in the first place?
Partly probably because I was raised in the Midwest on a small dairy farm close to woods and valleys and places where you sort of get an appreciation for birds
and where in the
flowers.
Midwest was that?
In Minnesota, southern Minnesota. So I probably had an appreciation for, animals and plants and so on. I think I was encouraged in high school by a science teacher who, science was one of my favorite subjects, biology was my favorite subject, and she encouraged me to become a physician, was her thought about the best way to pursue science. And so I think I, was following that path toward science, maybe toward medicine. And somewhere along the way, it became much more interesting to find out about research, to be on the forefront of discovering new things, things that no one has found before. And I think that's kind of how people get drawn in. That's probably how I came to be a scientist.
It's the lure of the person on the forward edge, I guess. The explorer and the inventor and the discoverer.
Right. It's really exciting to be the first person to learn something new. Regardless of whether it's a little discovery or a big discovery, it's very satisfying to be the first to find this out and know that you can tell other people and they'll get excited about it too.
So you don't come into your work bored very often, right?
No. We usually have many more questions than we can really attack, so we kind of have to keep prioritizing. There are all these directions we'd like to go. We have to keep choosing which ones we're going to take.
Well, of course you're interested in, and you'll be pursuing in the near future, this research in Central and South America on the frog populations. But what is in store for the future in addition to that? I mean, what's the next step for this work and the frog secretions, and is it testing?
The NSF-sponsored project, we're trying to determine whether populations that have already experienced a wave of infection, so that many of them have already died, will the ones that survive have better peptides than the ones that failed. So we're kind of looking at a population of species in front of the infection and then behind the wave of infection to see if they have been selected because they have a better defense. So that's the NSF project. In terms of the peptides and HIV project, we now want to understand a little better the mechanism by which these peptides actually work. There are about 20 natural peptides in this family of serine peptides that were the most effective ones. They're all from Australian frogs. So there are about 20 natural members of this family, so we'd like to test some of the others. There are also ways you can chemically modify these peptides so that they are more stable. Normally, peptides are made up of amino acids that are all in a left-handed configuration, and you can have them synthesized in the opposite using right-handed amino acids so that now they are less easily destroyed by enzymes, so they're much more stable and they hang around longer. So we'd like to test some of those, do some imaging maybe to see what the peptides are. Some are a little better than the others, so we'd like to know what's their three-dimensional structure. Why are they better at killing HIV than some of the others that look pretty much the same but are just a little different? So those are some of the directions that research is going to take.
So you're going to be taking deep looks at the structures of these things in order to understand how they work.
With the help of a lot of collaborators who can do those kinds of things. So every lab, that's an important aspect of science. Every lab has some special abilities, talents. There's some things that we do well, and there's some things we don't do well. And as you go further and further in science, you find that you need to collaborate with other groups that can bring their skills to your problem. So if we want to know what the structure of a peptide is, we'll have to go get some help from structure biologists.
And it's a good thing they're there.
Indeed, it is a good thing they're there.
Well, there's a very wise woman that told me in the field of technology, you don't need to know everything anymore. You just need to know how to get it from the people who do know what you need to know.
That's right. You need to know how to ask the questions, and if you are unable to do something by yourself, you need to know who to ask to try and get some help, get them excited about your problem too.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We've been here with Louise Rollins-Smith, Dr. Rollins-Smith. This has been Snacks for the Brain.
As always, check out www.vanderbilt.com/CSO for Center for Science Outreach programs and offerings. Cheers!